Track number 6, Broletto, Ballroom Dance, and the Polish National Anthem. Broletto, once a cemetery of the cathedral and subsequently the vegetable garden of the canons, is now the street under the arcade which connects Piazza Grande with Piazza San Prospero. It was built in 1488. On this street, you will see the side entrance of the cathedral with a 16th century portal flanked by Romanesque column-bearing lions that have survived from the ancient church complex. In the entrance vaults, you will see the paintings depicting the Virgin of the Ghiara and the Virgin and Angels dating to the 16th century. The street was designed in the late 18th century. It has a theatrical feel to it, and the vaguely oriental motif over the vault opening into Piazza Grande was designed by Franco Fontanesi. To local people, walking under the Broletto arcade is like opening the front door. The sunlight stays outside while you become enveloped by a warm penumbra. The street is like a corridor whose shop windows, all along it, are like doors opening into various rooms. The billboards are like paintings hanging on the walls. As you walk under Broletto, let me tell you something about music. In 1801, Dabrowiecko's Mazurka was played for the first time in Reggio Emilia. This was the Polish national anthem, which Józef Wybicki wrote in July 1797 while he was staying in Reggio Emilia. At that time, a Polish general was stationed in Emilia with 2,000 troops fighting alongside Napoleon. It was they who brought to the city the mazurka, the polka and waltz, and ballroom dancing, known in Italian as liscio, literally meaning smooth. Once the battles were over, many Polish troops married girls from Emilia and taught their children to play the violin, the accordion, the drums and the pipes. Napoleon brought a wave of new ideas, liberty, equality and fraternity, namely the ideals of the French Revolution. Before that time, people used to dance in Emilia, but they did hopping dances like tarantellas. The Poles introduced two different ways of playing dance music on two sides of the Po River. In the towns of Gualtieri and Santa Vittoria, people danced to violin music, while in the Mantua province they danced to wind instruments. Some musicians were fined and sentenced because they played dance music without paying the tax due to the city council. The documentation to prove this can still be seen at the library of Gualtieri. To play dance music, you had to apply and pay for the license. That way, the authorities could keep track of where people were getting together, how many people were gathering, and why. In any case, after Italian liberation on the 25th of April 1945, there came to be a flourishing market of ballroom orchestras in town. On Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, the orchestra leaders would meet under the Broletto arcade to negotiate their concert fees with the managers of clubs and of houses of the people, which once a week would be transformed into ballroom dancing halls. The Communist Party leaders had studied the church parishes closely to find out how they went about creating support and eventually created the houses of the people to replace a church. They invented the public assembly to replace mass service. They set up libraries and public meetings to counteract catechism and scripture reading. The church parishes gave young people an education. They welcomed them, tried to entertain them through football, for example, always in the shadow of the bell tower to keep everyone under control. They had small theatres, held popular concerts, and performed plays directed by parish priests. To counteract all this, the comrades offered lay amateur dramatics and different repertoires. But the major difference between the church parishes and the houses of the people was the music and the dancing. Doing ballroom dancing meant being free, men and women. In church parishes, people still danced hopping around as they did in the 19th century or before the time of Napoleon and the Poles, dancing not as couples, but at best just holding hands. With ballroom dancing, on the other hand, men and women embraced one another, and this was truly a revolution. The mazurka, the polka, the waltz and the tango that people danced in the houses of the people came to be called liscio in Italian, precisely because couples would glide smoothly across the dance floor rather than hop around as they used to do before.